Hey, welcome to James Crowley's Infinite Playlist, the podcast where I try to hear every song that's ever existed and apparently find God. This is a very special album-centric episode. My guest today is a comic Instagram model and an avid crier. You may remember him from the driving to work and wanting to cry episode of this podcast, Frankie Becerra.
What's up?
Frankie, how's it going?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, so this is a very special episode because Jesus is King by yes. Kanye West just dropped.
Yes.
The long-awaited follow-up to Ye.
Ye. Is it a follow-up to Ye? No, because Kid See Ghost was by Kid See Ghost, not by Kanye. So I guess it is a follow-up to Ye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and admittedly, I don't like Kid See Ghost all that much.
Yeah, I think it definitely got... I definitely don't agree with all the critical praise that it got, but
yeah.
That's not what we're here to talk about.
Well, before we get into it, Frankie, where can people find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter at Frankie's Your Fave, FrankieSYourFav, and at Twitter, or did Twitter already, and at Instagram at Frankie_Becerra. It'll be spelt like the name in this episode title. And you can find me at episode 4 of this podcast.
True.
Out here. Am I the first repeat guest?
I believe so, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I think...
I'm like Jesus because I'm back.
Exactly. There you go.
I think it was episode 4.
It was 4 or 3.
I think,
I'm not totally sure.
Quote me.
Yeah, guys, you can find me on Twitter at James P. Crowley 68, on Instagram at James P. Crowley, and get tickets to James and the Giant Comedy Show at Lucy's Laugh Lounge on November 23rd. It's going to be a good show. Use code JC20 for 20% off. Going to be a fun show.
I'm not on it, but I'll probably be there. Probably be there hanging out.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
You know, hoping to just get comics hanging out, hang out afterwards, party, get wasted.
And if you're not a comic, you can come hang out too.
That's true.
That's allowed.
But anyway, before we get into Jesus is King, Frankie, what have you been listening to lately besides Jesus is King?
Honestly, truly... the two new Selena Gomez singles that just came out.
You are a Selena stan.
Yeah, that is my biggest toxic trait is how much I love Selena Gomez and her music and everything else she does. But no, I genuinely enjoy those two songs that she just put out. I'm very happy with them. It's some real grown-up music. Her music hasn't always been that grown-up, but she's addressing some shit on these new ones, and I'm happy about that. I began into DaBaby recently.
I've been to do a
full 180 from Selena Gomez. I really like DaBaby's album that he just put out called Kirk. I think that was a lot of fun. Also, the Harry Styles single Lights Up.
Oh yeah, that
is
was
a fun one.
That was a lot of fun.
And last thing I've been listening to a lot that came out recently is the High Woman's self-titled. Recent project that they just came out.
I haven't given that a full listen, but I checked out a few tracks from that.
Yeah, that's a fun one.
It's a cool album. Do you save stuff into your library?
Oh, yeah.
A lot? I never do.
I'm a big music saver. Because when I was like an iPhone holdout for a while.
Right.
Like I had a flip phone, like going towards like middle high school, but when like iPhones were like really making the push where it was like, fuck it, everyone's got one. But like I got... Because I was kind of like, well, do I want an iPhone? Because I've heard like the other smartphones are good too. And I was like, well, I want an iPhone because I listen to so much music. So I want it to be where all my music is.
Yeah.
So that was just kind of like my reason for getting one. And I was like, well, I'm gonna use it for this music. Like, I don't have a lot of apps. Like, I barely have any apps. I just have a ton of music.
I feel like I only save stuff if I get like an advance of something.
Okay.
Or now I have all my playlists.
Right, yeah,
but,
that makes sense.
Yeah. But anyway, Frankie, it's a special Sunday.
It is. It's the first Sunday since Jesus is King is out.
Yes, he's risen.
Yeah.
So we texted that this album came out. But
yes, that is the only thing I wanted to say about it.
Yeah, but we've been saving this for the podcast. So
I even refrained from tweeting about this until recording it.
That's so, hardcore.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, what's your initial reaction to the album? What'd you think?
Well, with Kanye, it's never just an album. It's always everything that went on around the album. So I will say that going into it after weeks of being told that it was coming and then it eventually actually happening, my expectations were low. and I was like, you know what? And especially once he said, like, it's called Jesus is King. Here's the
and
track
saying
list.
That it was like a gospel.
It's full
album.
Gospel. And granted, he told us that Life of Pablo was a gospel
That's
album.
That's true. Yeah.
And
kind of
up until now, that was his most gospel album. And then when he was like, no, but this is real gospel. And I was like, oh, all right, no shade against the Lord our God, but like, I went into it thinking this is going to be Kanye's worst album.
Yeah, I kind of.
And honestly, I think I'm correct.
Okay, that's fair. I would actually argue I think Ye is not as good as this.
Okay.
Well,
that's another thing I was thinking going in, because something I've noticed that happens with Kanye a lot is when he releases a new album, people aren't always immediately sure what to think about it. And so I've noticed that when he releases a new album, people start to talk about how good the last one was.
That's fair.
Like, I noticed that's when Ye came out, a lot of people being like, Pablo was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
And when Pablo came out, a lot of people were like, Yeezus was actually great, like, if you think about it.
And Yeezus was great.
If you think about it, yeah. And then so I was expecting, like, all right, people are going to be like, yeah, it was actually pretty good now.
And it was.
I like Ye.
I generally enjoy it, but it's not... For me, it's not as memorable as anything else Kanye's done.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, but I thought this was a little bit of an improvement. Even though you think it's Kanye's worst album, did you enjoy it?
Yeah, that's the thing. And up until now, I had been quoted more than once as saying Kanye doesn't have a worst album.
Yeah,
because like it's not my cup of tea, but it's still good music.
Right.
Like no pun intended. He's still making. He's good at this. Like he's clearly not bad at making music. Like he's doing all right.
I was
a little thrown off by how short it was.
Yeah, but I kind of was down with that.
Okay.
Because like it's one of those things where I really like short out. I'm fine with a 40-minute album,
right.
But if I can listen to an album in like 20 minutes, I'm like, this is great.
Okay.
Like Joyce Manor does.
Dude, you're gonna flip when you hear about EPs.
But admittedly, no, EPs don't really have like the same
more, this
production.
Albums always have like more cohesive shit going on. Yeah.
But Joyce Manor is like a band that does like great short stuff.
Shit.
So I do think hurt this album a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because like it felt like a lot of songs were kind of abrupt and short.
With what he was doing and with how he was doing it, I feel like he could have done a lot more.
Yeah.
And this is the second album in a row where my friend Luke and I were talking about this. Second album in a row where it felt like he released it and it wasn't done. Like it felt rushed, and it felt like he could have done more with a lot of.
Especially
what he did.
After he delayed it.
Exactly.
For like
that's
2 weeks.
That's the thing. If you're pushing shit back, like make it worth waiting for. Like if you're gonna, like, come on, dude.
Yeah. Had you? I remember when it came out, you said you didn't listen to it, but have you listened to the Yandi leak?
No, I still haven't, but I think I'm going to now that I was now that Jesus is King is out and. Is King, I guess. I do like that he referenced Yandi, though.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of the references I thought were very self-aware, and I thought it was interesting that Life of Pablo was referenced twice very early on in this album.
Which
he says ultralight beam. He uses the phrase ultralight beam as like the second line in the entire album in the beginning of Salah. Father, stretch my hands. You hear that on a sample a few times.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting that he, because again, that was what he said was his first gospel album.
Yeah.
And this album kind of sounds like Ye didn't happen.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like it's the direct progression from Pablo.
Did you watch the Sunday service at Coachella?
Some of it, not all of it.
Yeah, it was a slog, and the little peephole was annoying.
Yeah,
but like one of the New York Times did a podcast about Kanye and the Sunday services and gospel,
right?
And was kind of talking about how it all sort of seems like character rebuilding after all the Trump stuff.
Yeah,
so you know,
yeah, I can see that. I can definitely see that. And he did an interview with Zane Lowe in which he kind of mentioned the Trump stuff, and he kind of, I don't know if this is exactly what he was trying to make it sound like, but he kind of made it sound like he did the Trump stuff as a joke.
That's weird.
It is, and that might have just been like him trying to like cop out of it a little bit. Like, oh, I was just fucking
around.
How funny would it be? The liberals would go crazy if me, Kanye West, the greatest artist ever, put a MAGA hat on. And it was like, yeah, they did, but like, not in a fun way.
It wasn't a good time.
Yeah.
Before we start getting into, like, I think it'll be just a track-by-track breakdown. Before we get into that, where were you with Kanye when all the Trump stuff was happening?
I was with him. I was in the room with him. No. That started happening on the Pablo tour, right?
He was on the floating stage.
Okay.
And then he had that, like, breakdown after three songs.
I'm pretty sure I kind of heard him out, and I was like, I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
Like, I get it. He's a rich dude who speaks his mind. And it's also like, it was one of those moments where a lot of people were like, oh, I can't believe he said that. And I was like, really? Because it feels like his entire career, he's been immune from that sentence.
I can't. Like, it's all things you can't believe.
Yeah. Like, why are you unable to believe that he says anything? Like, my thing was, don't. And he had this whole thing about, like, oh, people call people crazy, and that's how they try to discredit him. And I agree with that to an extent, because it's like, don't decide that he's crazy now.
Right.
Because he's always been this way. Now he's just saying shit that more of his fans disagree with.
Right.
Because it's just as outlandish
as saying,
George Bush doesn't care about black people on live television during a Hurricane Katrina fundraising event. Like, he's never not been wild about that shit, even politically. And so that whole thing, and I wouldn't say I defended him.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like,
this is Kanye.
That's where the pendulum's swinging this time around. Like,
yeah. I was kind of like, I'm not sure how I feel about this. And then I just ended up thinking like, Kanye's always kind of done shit like this.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, I'm like, I tune it out.
Right.
Here's
the thing. If you're looking to Kanye for your political influencing, that's on you.
Well, yeah.
Like, I'm not at the polls being like, hold up, let me check Kanye's Twitter real quick. Like,
exactly.
I'm checking for music. I'm checking for shit like that.
Yeah.
Like,
although I like Kanye as a celebrity.
Yeah.
Also.
Oh, I agree.
Like,
you know,
you know, while I wasn't happy about the Trump stuff, I'm like, this is still interesting.
Yeah. Like, I have such a distinct memory of. There's it's got to be from Keeping Up with the Kardashians. There's a scene where Kanye and Kim and some of the other family members are walking down the street, and someone yells at them, "You suck." And Kanye yells back, "I'm Kanye West. That doesn't make any sense." And it's like, that's the best possible response.
That's
the best possible response to anything ever. Like,
have you read the Times feature on Kanye when Ye dropped?
I might have. I probably did, but I don't actively remember doing it right now.
There's the most memorable thing I think I remember was like he I think it was after the album dropped or something. He was like, the John Caramonica who wrote it said, oh, we were going to drive to get McDonald's, but then Kanye decided he wanted to walk. So we walked 2 miles to McDonald's.
I love
and
that.
People drove by blasting Ye out their windows.
Of course.
But so there was that. And I remember one of the things he was talking about with Kanye and the Trump stuff was, you know, Kanye didn't vote for Trump because of his policies.
Kanye didn't vote at all.
That's true. Like, that's but he doesn't support Trump because of his policies.
Exactly.
He supports Trump because he sees himself reflected, which is part of why people voted for Trump. But
Kanye did an interview with Charlamagne the God about a year ago. I don't know if you saw that, but he did an interview where Kanye said his ideal candidate is Trump personality with Bernie politics.
Okay, I do remember that.
And And I was like, yeah, I get that. That sounds Kanye as hell.
Yeah.
I was like, that sounds just like him. Like, because like if he were, if we do see a Kanye presidential run, which he has talked about again.
I don't think we're gonna.
I don't think we will either. But it's not like it's gonna be like strict border control and like fucking.
It's gonna be like abortion ban.
It's gonna be like more. It's gonna be liberal leaning policies and shit like that. It's gonna be shit along the lines of like rebuilding impoverished communities and legalizing marijuana and prison reform.
Yeah.
Clearly, like
That is the one thing I had to write about Trump getting like a criminal justice reward yesterday. Right. And
yeah, Kamala dropped out of that event because of that.
What?
Kamala Harris was, that dropped out of that.
But it was one of those things where when I was doing like background research, the thing that they referenced was, oh, Kim and Kanye came to the White House and spoke to me. And I was like, okay. Oh, cool.
So they should be giving Kim the award instead.
I almost referenced it just because I'm like, how do I make this something I'm more interested in writing? But, you know, but anyway, let's get into the album now. Track by track. What did you think of the cover?
I thought it was interesting how similar it is to Yeezus.
Yeah.
Because Yeezus is basically just the picture of the CD,
CD
in the
and
case.
The red. Like, yeah.
And then this is just the vinyl and it's blue, which interesting contrast.
And it was similar to what he had said Yandi
was going to be the purple version of
Or like
Yeezus
a floppy disk, I think. Yeah. I saw someone go as Jesus is King for Halloween last night.
Funny.
He wore like a navy blue shirt that he wrote Jesus is King and wore a cross. And I was like, oh, this is great. But yeah, let's get into it. First track is Every Hour. Which doesn't feature Kanye on it at all.
Right.
The gospel track. What did you think of this song?
I think I was a little upset that this is the only thing that said featuring Sunday Service Choir.
Yeah.
Because I kind of expected them to be in it a little
bit
everything.
More.
Like, we heard them a few more times, I think, throughout the album.
Yeah.
But I definitely expected them to be featured more because, like, on a song like Ultra Light Beam, he was able to blend the choir and the gospel sound and his Kirk Franklin and the Chants feature like so beautifully.
Yeah.
Where it was like, if that had been the blueprint, I think this album could have been such a different direction.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of that was gonna be like my best case scenario going into the album. And I was fine with him not being on number like the first track because and
I was a little taken aback by it but like now I'm game with it.
Okay. And this the first track I think is interesting because it kind of started the whole feeling that I was getting that the album itself, like the structure of the album, kind of reminded me of a church service.
Yeah.
So like the first like I'll go a little track by track here.
Yeah,
but like
go ahead.
The first Every Hour is kind of just like the hymn or the choir that plays before the priest gets up and starts doing shit. Salah is kind of like introduction, kind of like getting into the gospel a little bit. Follow God's like a homily where he's like telling the story a little bit, like a personal story and how it relates back to the gospel. And then it goes like through like that, like if that makes sense.
Yeah. That
definitely a vibe I was getting.
I feel that.
Yeah.
I didn't think about it like that. I just ended up thinking, you know, especially with this track kicking it off, I was kind of like, I don't know if I'm here for this.
Yeah,
but then
that's
like
fair.
When I listened to the album through and then it looped back,
yeah, it makes a little more sense.
I liked it a little bit better as a closer.
Okay.
Interestingly enough.
As like a connector.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel that.
And it's gotten a lot of comparisons to On Sight.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it says like, oh, you know, with On Sight, you know, it starts with that loud, you know, abrasive sound, and this is also very abrupt and not abrasive, but it's kind of there to take you aback.
I guess in an extent, they're both opening tracks that aren't what you might have expected going into the album, so I get that.
When I end up thinking of like other Kanye opening tracks, songs like like ultralight beam, yeah. or even I Thought About Killing You, right. or you know, Dark Fantasy.
Yeah.
Those all kind of feel more like traditional openers.
Yeah.
And this kind of...
They kind of work their ways in a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. And this is kind of like an In Medias Res
yeah.
sort of feeling yeah. where...
It just hits the ground running.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But yeah, let's move into the next track, which okay. I actually think is my favorite, Salah.
God is king, we the soldiers. Ultra beam out the solar. When I get to heaven's gate, I ain't gotta peek over. Keeping perfect composure. When I scream at the chauffeur, I ain't mean, I'm just focused. I ain't mean, I'm just focused. Put a lean out slower. Got us clean out of soda. Before the flood, people judge. They did the same thing to Noah. Everybody wanted Yandy. That Jesus Christ did the laundry. They say that we start on Monday, but the strong start on Sunday. Won't be in bondage to any man. John 8:33. We the descendants of Abraham. Yea, should be made free. John 8:36. To whom the Son set free. Say the rich like me.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Yeah, this is the only, I want to say we're recording this before Anthony Fantano posts a review. And this is, I saw that he posted a track review of this, but I didn't watch it yet. But I agree that this is probably the track to review. Because this is kind of like, this is where he starts to get into it. Like, this is, obviously it's the first song that we hear Kanye's voice on.
Yeah. And it also, it kind of still feels a little bit like a Kanye track.
Yeah, I agree. One thing that I think is that a lot of these songs, if they were just, not even just less Jesus-y, but I think some of them just could have been Kanye songs. Like, I think like a song like this and a few others on there could have just like fit into Pablo, just like casually.
100%. I think that maybe if he had swapped out some of the songs on Pablo for stuff like this, there would be less filler on Pablo.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
But yeah, what kind of takes me aback with this album as a whole is that there's no profanity on it.
Yeah, and it's definitely interesting.
It's mostly like a clean cut album.
Yeah,
like,
well, because I don't know if you heard this, he mentioned this in the Zayn interview, and he mentioned it on Kimmel. He's gonna go back and re-record his. Oh. He says he's gonna go back and re-record his music. Clean versions.
That's interesting. Very interesting. Don't know if I'm here for
and,
that.
And I don't know if it's necessarily going to be just like swapping out curses for like radio friendlies.
Well, because like there's a lot of sex and drugs.
There is. But with that in mind, because he performed on Kimmel on Friday night.
Right.
And he did two songs. He did Closed on Sunday, which we'll get to. And then he did Kimmel introduced it as he was performing Closed on Sunday and Faith.
Right.
And I said, well, what's Faith? I don't remember hearing that on the track.
Was it this? I didn't watch the Kimmel.
No, it was Fade.
Oh.
Off of Pablo, but remixed.
Did he have the choir?
The whole choir was there. And they were kind of singing like the Post Malone spots.
Right.
And there was like very little Kanye in that. And instead of saying like, I feel it fade, they were singing, I feel the faith. So that could be kind of how he's going to go back and do his shit, which will be very interesting.
I can't remember if it was Fade specifically, or if it was, I know they did Father Stretch My Hands, but for the Coachella Sunday service,
right.
they did like a gospel take on.
Well, yeah,
like
because I had seen a lot of not just the Coachella Sunday services, but just from some of the other ones he was doing, from like people posting them on Instagram and shit. Because he was invited a bunch of like his celebrity friends, and a lot of it was just like gospel versions of his hits.
Yeah,
and like there was like they were doing like Jesus Walks like that.
Right.
They were doing Stretch My Hands like that, like you said. And there was a bunch of different ones like that.
Yeah, and so if he does stuff like that, I'm kind of game for it.
If you were to do like a greatest hits gospeled.
Yeah,
I think that could be interesting. I think that could be listenable.
It'd be like
I think that might be what the December album is going to be.
That'd be cool. Have you ever listened to I think they're called Sparrow Sleeps, where they do lullaby versions of like rock songs.
I haven't. That's interesting.
That's kind of what this reminds me of.
Yeah, I see that.
They're fun. But yeah, that would be interesting. I didn't realize that he had said that. Yep. I thought that this was just another dig at Taylor Swift, who has to record all of her music now.
No.
But yeah, what does anything in particular stick out to you on Salah? I was game for the Bible verses.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like he's making like these references where it's like
John 8:33. Yeah, John 8:36.
Yeah, like there are things where like I remember like hearing some of it in like CCD and being like, oh, I kind of like remember some of this shit now. It's like,
I mean, I'm still hella Catholic.
Yeah, like, yeah, no, same. I grew up being told that Jesus was very neat. Like, yeah,
it's in there.
I
texted my old youth group leader yesterday.
Oh, that's funny.
Because I tweeted that this reminded me of when I used to bug him to take us to Christian metal shows. And I was like, I feel like you're not a Kanye fan, but the new album
you're gonna
is giving
me
throwbacks.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I was in youth group now, I'd be like, hey, we should take a trip to see Kanye West.
Right. He said he's going to tour this very soon.
I will pay lots of money for it. I really like the second verse of this a lot. I like, you know, still we win, we prayed up, even when we die, we raise up. I'm like, oh, cool.
And that's the thing, because like I said, it's not all bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's not... It's interesting. It's still just I think the best way to call it.
Yeah. It's funny. There's a lot of hate coming for the album. I saw a lot of people talking shit on it on Twitter.
Right.
And I'm like, I really like this.
Right.
But yeah. Let's go into the next track, which is Follow God.
Okay.
Stretch my hands to you.
Life like, this is what your life like. Try to live the life right. People really know you push your buttons like type right. This is like a movie, but it's really very lifelike. Every single night, right? Every single fight, right? I was looking at the gram and I don't even like lights. I was screaming at my daddy, told me it ain't Christ-like. I was screaming at the referee, just like Mike. Looking for a bright light. Seagull, what your life like? Riding on a white bike, feeling like a sight bike. Pressing on a gas, supernova for a night light. Screaming at my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like. But nobody never tell you when you're being like Christ. Only ever seeing me, only when they need me. Like if Tyler Perry made a movie for BT. Searching for a deity, now you wanna see it free. Now you wanna see it free, let you see it three apiece. Tell me what your life like, turn it down a bright light. Driving with my dad and he told me it ain't Christ-like. I'm just trying to find, I've been looking for a new way. I'm just really trying not to really do the fool way. I don't have a cool way, being on my best
Which starts with the Father Stretch My Hands.
Yes, that's that
reference. And this is kind of a little bit where the album started to lose me, if it does, just because, like, one of the things, I love Kanye, but I do think Kanye will always have filler on his records.
And I think this is one of them, especially because this is one where we get it. It reminded me of 30 Hours. A lot of Pablo comparisons for this.
Yeah.
Because it ends with, like, a little, like, him getting off beat to tell a story.
Yeah.
And it ends with a nice little Kanye scream.
Yeah.
So.
I forgot about 30 Hours existing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's... I don't have a whole lot to say about this besides the fact that he, like, basically, like, condemns Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah. Says he doesn't like Instagram.
Yeah.
And then the next one is where... You were saying that's where it lost you. This is where it started to lose me a little bit.
Okay.
With Closed on Sunday, You're My Chick-fil-A.
On Sunday, you my Chick-fil-A. Close on Sunday, you my Chick-fil-A. Hold the selfies, put the gram away. Get your family,
y'all hold hands and pray. When you got daughters, always keep them safe. Watch out for vipers. Don't.
I'll be totally honest, this is where it got me back.
And I believe that. But here's the thing, because I saw someone tweet closed on Sunday, you're my Chick-fil-A, before I listened to the album.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, oh, huh? That's and then I listened to the album and I was like, oh, eh. Yeah. Because, and here's the thing. Here's my biggest beef with that. I think it's just a bad metaphor. Like
it is.
Because Chick-fil-A being closed on Sunday is the second worst thing about Chick-fil-A. Like, why is that? Why is that what you're choosing to highlight?
I'm not crazy about Kanye calling out Chick-fil-A because I think they're an evil organization.
Yeah.
Although they make pretty good sandwiches.
Well, here's my workaround. They do that day where, like, if you they have like a free day where it's like, oh, if you're dressed as a cow, you get free Chick-fil-A. So I only go on that day.
Oh, that's fair.
And they'll just give you. I remember the first time I went, I have a shirt that's like cow print.
Yeah.
And I wore that. And I show up at the Chick-fil-A in the Danbury Mall, and no one else has any cow attire. But outside of the Chick-fil-A, they're handing out like Burger King crowns, but they're like cows.
Right.
And like, that's enough for you to get your free shit.
Oh, wow.
And I felt very cheated. And I went to the lady and she was like, wow, you really went all out. And I was like, yeah, I thought we had to. Like, because my justification is I don't want to give you guys your money, but I've heard good things.
I mean, the argument I would say for, I feel like the people that work at Chick-fil-A generally don't care about.
Yeah, they just like it's a job. Exactly. I don't agree on the record. I don't like the CEO of my company, but yeah. I got to work there.
I have a lot of problems.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We'll talk about that off mic.
Bill, if you're listening to this, what up?
So with this track, I was kind of like, I'm a little upset that you said that you saw it as a tweet first.
I'm upset too.
Well, because like this is 90% of the reason why I love Kanye is Kanye's great at memes.
Yeah, exactly.
He'll always have like one goofy lyric that I'm like, this is so stupid, but I love it. Yeah. And like, for me,
album's Hurry Up With My Damn Croissants.
Yeah.
Except he made it the hook.
Exactly. Which
good.
I respect.
It's good marketing.
Yeah. And then at the end, he just yells Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, exactly. It might have been a commercial. Kanye, if this is a paid ad, you have to tell us.
That's true. You got to put hashtag sponsor.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going to jam out to this on a lot of Sundays, probably. Yeah. But
not at Chick-fil-A.
Not at Chick-fil-A, yeah. But just outside of Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Let's go to the next track, which is On God.
You get so much favor on your side. Accept the measure, Lord and Savior, I replied. That's your love, that neighbor, not the bad. I'm a rat. That's on God. His light shine the brightest in the dark. Single mothers know they get my heart. And all my brothers locked up on the yard. You could still be anything you wanna be. Went from 1-4 to 1-3. 13th Amendment got an end, that's on me. He the new commander and the chief. That's on Keith. That's on Cobb. Before the ranch, I had horses in the garage. When the Forbes cover was just a mirage. They had me changing statues, that's on pride. Oh my God, Buster, that's on...
My friend Luke that I was talking to about the album, this was his favorite.
Okay.
And I like it. I think this is a really good one.
I think it's solid.
This is another one that I feel like could have just been on any other album.
Yeah.
Like this could have just been on Pablo.
Yeah.
Or like...
I also
even Yeezus maybe.
What I like about
the fucking Chief Keef reference, like it could have been on Yeezus. Like.
What I like about this too is that it kind of is Kanye owning up for some of the shit he's done and said.
Yeah, devil had my soul, I can't lie. Yeah,
yeah, and like you know, 13th Amendment, gotta end it. That's on me.
Yeah.
It also has probably my favorite lyric on this, which is when I thought the Book of Job was a job.
I saw you tweet that before I listened to the album, too. So.
And you were like, what's that?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay. All right, Jim.
But, well, you know.
I figured yours had something to do with this album, though, when I saw it.
Well,
so.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's one of those things that, like, I don't know, I like the Book of Job.
Because that's the thing, I was like, he knows Book of Job well enough to not think it was a job.
I always think of when I was really young and, like, flipping through the Bible, and I'm like, I wonder what job is.
Yeah, and yeah, then, exactly. Like, it's one of those, you got to hear it spoken.
I actually think I learned Job from South Park, to be totally honest.
Yes, yeah, honestly, probably same.
I think there's an episode where they tell the story, and they're like, oh, God punished Job. And,
yeah.
You know, but Job still loved God.
Yeah.
But yeah, so why did your friend Luke say this was his favorite track?
I think this was one of the ones where, let me actually pull up the text, because
the IRS want the 50-plus hour tithe. That's no jive, that's on God. I'm just going to keep saying lyrics until you get
it.
Greatest artist, resting or alive,
yeah.
I survived, that's on God.
Yeah.
It's funny because I admittedly.
Oh, wait, no, he said God is was his favorite. God. All right, apologies to Luke. We'll talk about it in a few tracks.
They're very similar.
Yeah, I agree.
Titles.
Yeah.
That's one of those things where when I listen to albums a lot now, if I put on the full album, I don't know the titles of tracks.
Yeah,
and
I
feel like. Like, I'm going through the titles now and I'm like, I have to scroll through and be
one.
Like, what's the
lyrics.
Line?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had that recently when I was listening to Refused, which will be on a solo episode after this. But yeah, that goes into the next track, which is Everything We Need, featuring Ty Dolla Sign and Ant Climbin.
Switch your attitude. Go ahead, level up yourself. This that different latitude. Life too short, go spoil yourself. Feel that feel, enjoy yourself. Cause we have everything we need.
God bless Kanye for keeping Ty Dolla Sign busy.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who loves Ty Dolla Sign as much as Kanye does.
That's fair.
Maybe my friend Brooke. She really likes him. But
I don't know if I've ever listened to a Ty Dolla Sign song.
He just seems like such a feature artist to me.
Yeah.
But in the best way.
Fair.
Like I always think he's great on a feature, but like I've listened to like a few projects of his own and I'm just like it's just not for me. No shade.
I didn't love this song.
Okay, admittedly. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I agree.
You weren't feeling it.
Yeah.
I do like the "What if Eve made apple juice?"
Yeah, I like that line
because I fuck hard with the Book of Genesis.
Yes, I fuck hard with apple juice. So win there.
But yeah, it's.
I like the idea that Adam's gonna put the juice back on the tree. Like she's like, I already juiced it. We can't just pour it. Like, what? We're gonna water it with apple juice? Like,
Man, that's Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't even catch that line.
Yeah.
Baby, let's put this back on the tree because we have everything we need.
Yeah.
I mean, I spent a lot of my adult life angry at Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
And
because you were just like, this is all your fault. You guys fucked up. You ate that apple.
It really is. And
you
could have
had it so much better.
Every time a girl
just go to a different tree.
Every time a woman like breaks my heart, I'm just like, oh, this is Eve.
This is fresh.
Yeah. I get biblical. I become a middle of the country conservative.
In Wyoming somewhere.
I wonder if this was recorded in Wyoming.
I think probably. I think it was.
Yeah.
I think he might have said that it was.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm pretty sure the Zane Lowe interview was in Wyoming.
And that's cool.
And then he was in New York for the Kimmel stuff this week.
Right. And like then, was putting last touches.
Yeah.
I kind of want to go to Wyoming after watching.
Honestly,
all the cool
Jacksonville
stuff.
Sounds cool.
It looks nice.
I like that on the map, Wyoming's basically a perfect square.
Yeah.
I think that's neat.
Yeah.
Probably a rectangle, but I'm just saying, like, border wise, it's just like straight.
Yeah. There are a couple states in that region that are kind of like more square.
Shout out Midwest.
Yeah. Let's go to the next track, which had premiered at Coachella.
Yes, I remember I saw this one.
So
ask you something I plan. Boozing, planning, moving, planning, tubing, dang. Well, well, clean us like the rain is real. Take the chlorine out of conversation. Let your light reflect on me. I promise I'm not hiding anything. It's water.
I like the Coachella version better.
I don't remember the Coachella version that well.
Well, I say that because I don't remember it that well, but I didn't like it that much hearing it here. So I was like, well, I remember liking it when I heard it on Coachella, but I don't remember it. So.
I didn't like, I remember not feeling it at Coachella because I was like,
but also I might have just been excited that there was something new.
Yeah.
Too.
Like, well, yeah, I remember being like, oh, something new. But like the whole experience of Coachella was generally underwhelming and weird, so I was like, fair. I don't know how I feel about this. And here I'm kind of like, this doesn't do a whole lot for me. You know, it's got an interesting instrumental,
right?
But other than that, it's kind of a meh track.
I'm on the Genius page right now for all this. Timbaland worked on this song.
Oh, that's
he's got a writer's credit.
Shows why it's probably boring.
Yeah, he co-produced, it says.
I feel like I should have read all the credits.
This is the only one I've noticed so far, so don't worry.
But let's go into your friend Luke's favorite track.
Yes, shout out Luke.
God Is.
Yes.
So why was this Luke's favorite?
I'm pulling up. I got the text right here. God is such a good song. This is Luke's text right here. It says, God is such a good song. It pushed all of his boundaries, and you can hear it in his voice. It is far and away my favorite song on the album right now. I thought that was what the album was going to be, and I'm disappointed that there's not more of it.
That's fair.
Yeah, I can agree with criticism. That. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a song. Now I'm kind of thinking, is this the one that like almost sounds like it's like the super organ driven one?
I think it is. Yeah.
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 Because that I thought was probably the best instrumental.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
The
this
album.
Is the one where he's like Luke says, he's like going in and like just kind of like wailing on the verses. King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
And it's straightforward, you know?
Yeah.
You won't ever be the same when you call on Jesus' name, listen to the words.
Important lyric for the Trumpster to hear. From the rich to the poor, all are welcome through the door.
Yeah, except not at Sunday services.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You have to be a celebrity. Yeah, you gotta get invited.
This track also made me realize Kanye's voice is very different throughout this album.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
But I was a lot of the time I kept thinking, like, is this a feature? And then being like, this kind of sounds like Kanye.
Yeah,
but
it's him all the way through.
Yeah.
He's the only credited vocalist.
Yeah. But let's move on to the next track, which is Hands On.
Okay.
Cut out all the lights, see the light. Gap pulled over, see the brights. What you doing on the street at night? Wonder if they gonna read your rights. 13th Amendment, 3 strikes. Made a left when I should've made a right. Told God last time on life. Told the devil that I'm going on a strike. Told the devil when I see him on sight. I've been working for you my whole life. Told the devil that I'm going on a strike. I've been working for you my whole life. Nothing worse than a hypocrite. Change, he ain't really different. He ain't even try to get permission.
Which has got a... This kind of goes back a little bit to...
Yeah, this is another one where I was like, yeah, this could have been on fucking Pablo or Yusuf or something.
13th Amendment, 3 strikes, made a left when I should have made a right. That I was like, is that like a weird, like, still making America great again, 2020?
Yeah.
But I might just be reading too much into that. But I don't know. I like when Kanye talks about the devil.
Yeah, me too.
I as someone that... raised super Catholic, but was also really into heavy metal.
Yeah.
I fuck hard with the devil,
of course.
And you know, even though Kanye is talking down on the devil,
I like that he says, not only am I done working for you, if I see you again, devil, I'm gonna kick your ass.
I'm gonna
baby.
Fight the devil.
It's over. I'm gonna fight the devil as Kanye West. I'm gonna steal the Declaration of Independence. like those are the same.
But this is also just a weird track because he's like, oh, the Christians are gonna judge me and make it feel
bad. And I think that's interesting as well, because to an extent I do agree with that.
Yeah.
If it's the first 15 years of his career.
Yeah.
Because he is someone who, like, I don't know how much of this there was going on, like, for the past few, but, like, he is someone where middle America, white Christian parents were like, oh, God, no, I'm not letting my child listen to Kanye West. He's got that Gold Digger song.
Like, and now he's, like...
He's one of them now.
But
he's the guest pastor.
Yeah.
At Our Lady of Sorrows this week.
I did want to, like, tell my old youth group leader to be like, can you listen to the album and give me, like, your feedback on this?
Youth group leader was going to be here instead of me today.
But, but I was also like, I haven't spoken to you in, like, 3 years.
That's
so
fair.
I'm not going to, like, you know. But it's one of those things where, you know, I'm kind of like, I don't know how... I wish I could, like, go deep on Christian Twitter and see. Because I had to go into Christian Twitter this week for a story that I had to write.
I gotta imagine most accounts on Christian Twitter are private.
there were a lot of, like, priests. Like, verified priests,
oh,
which
that's
is weird.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I'm a priest, but I'm also a writer for, like, America Magazine.
Published in whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense then.
But then, like, there was also, like, there was a big controversy this week. I feel like I'm just going to talk about the Vatican.
That's fine. Do it up, baby.
Do you
get papal on
it? Do you know what's going on at the Vatican or no?
At this moment, I do not.
So basically, they're having a hearing about ministries in the Amazon because there's a shortage of priests down there, and with deforestation and
there's also
warming.
A shortage of food. You maybe want to do that first.
Well, so they're addressing all that, but
okay,
they're also concerned about priests. And
of course,
they've
of course.
Said they're currently talking to possibly make married men in the Amazon able to become priests, and they're talking about maybe letting women become deacons in the Amazon. Which
I had heard something about how they were talking about lifting like the celibacy ban for priests. I don't know if that's like the same thing.
There's some talk in Germany where a lot of German priests want to get married. Okay. And it's been incredibly controversial. And one of the things that they ended up doing was to like celebrate the meetings with the masses and stuff. They ended up bringing in like indigenous artwork into the Vatican, and one was like a statue of like a pregnant woman, and it's a fertility symbol. And people went in and stole it and threw it in a river because they were like, oh, this is pagan. And reading like Christian Twitter, there were a bunch of people that were like, we were trying to be welcoming and, you know, show respect for the indigenous people. And then other people were like, it's a false god. Get it out of here. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, specifically.
Yeah.
Like, I this is going to, I don't know what it says that this is my takeaway of that, but like, I can't imagine caring about something that much.
Well, that's
I can't imagine
thing.
Being so angry and upset about something that I'm like, fuck, dude, I got to go steal that statue and throw it in the river. Like, that's the only course of action. Like,
and but it's also like the people that are angry about priests that are like, oh, you know, maybe we won't be celibate.
Yeah, and they're stuck to their old shit. They're like, this is how it works. And if you don't like it, boy, I got a river for you. Like. Yeah.
Catholic Church won't exist within like 200 years.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
And also
definitely not in what it is right now. At least.
There's also reports that the Vatican might go bankrupt. So you know, interesting.
Wouldn't be the worst thing.
They got
a lot of money in gold. I think they'll be okay. Yeah. Like,
I've been going hard on the church this week, so I know my shit. But yeah, I don't know if I. Oh, this. Sorry, I lost track of where we were. But let's go into the next track. The Vatican could use this gospel and figure out how to save the church.
It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings. In the Father, we put our faith. King of the kingdom, our demons are trembling. Holy angels defending. In the Father, we put our faith. The greatest in my bed undercovers when undercovers had raided. My presence is happy, belated, fashionably late. I'm just glad that you made it. The best is yet to come. I'm just glad that you waited. They all said it real till it's time to appraise it. I seen them come and go. You only the latest, but who am I to judge? I'm crooked as Vegas.
Use this gospel for protection. It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings. In the Father, we put our faith. King of the kingdom, our demons are trembling. Holy angels defending. In the Father, we put our faith.
A lot of damaged souls, I done damaged those.
And this was... In this song, I'd never been so happy to hear Pusha T's voice. Like,
why?
Like, just to break up this album a little
That's
bit
fair.
For me.
Like, yeah.
Because I love Push, so I was very, like... And, like, I remember seeing that he was on the album, but I wasn't, like, watching the track listing. I was, like, I was driving when I was listening to it the first time. And so then just hearing him come in, Push! Like, oh, my God. I can break it up a little bit. Like, and it was good. I also think... Very interesting to have Pusha T and Kenny G on the same song.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
But it kills.
This is a good one.
Possibly the best song on the album.
I can agree with that one. And this is another one where, you almost mentioned this earlier when I was talking about how he's going back to re-record the songs, but he mentioned in the Zane Lowe interview that one of the things he did with his collaborators was he asked them not to have premarital sex while working on the album. You're going to sit there and tell Kenny G not to fuck? Kenny G is not married. You're gonna make him stop slinging that Kenny D around? Nah, that's not fair.
You knew that Kenny G wasn't married?
I checked. I had a hunch. Twice divorced, but currently unmarried.
That's interesting.
Kenny G is out here fucking. And there's no solo that's going to make him stop.
I feel like Kenny G is going to have a whole new batch of groupies now.
Oh, yeah.
That was actually a criticism that I'd read when with Atwood. A very talented writer that I have a lot of respect for posted, "Hey, who wants to laugh about the Kanye album with me?" And I'm like, "But I really like it."
Right.
And she was like, "Yo, this album is terrible. Kenny G is on this." And I'm like, "Don't hate on Kenny G. That's the G man.
It does kind of come out of nowhere." Yeah. But
it's
by
good.
No means bad.
Yeah. But me and that writer, Marielle Fetchick, I don't know how to pronounce her last name. But Marielle is a very talented writer.
Marielle Fake Chick.
But we disagree on everything musically
that.
Where we go on Slack and we start talking when Beyonce dropped the Lion King album.
Right.
I was like, "Guys, what's everyone think of this?" And she was like, "It's great." And I'm like, "I hate it so much."
I thought it was
kinda
whack.
So
some of it I liked, but
don't hate on Kenny G.
And this is another one where I was like, this literally could have come after FML on Pablo.
Yeah.
And just would have fit fine.
I don't think we would have gotten a Kenny G feature on Pablo though.
Maybe. No, I don't think so.
Apparently they first met on Valentine's Day this year.
He played for Kim. He hired him to come in and play for Kim.
Yeah. And Kenny G said we hadn't met before that, but we really became really close friends after
that.
And I'm down for this
Kenny
friendship.
Kenny G's 65 too.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Like I said, it was a recent Google to make sure he was unmarried.
But yeah, that really should have been the closing track on the album.
Yeah, I agree. And granted, the next one's as short as it is still. But
yeah, but closing out the album is Jesus is Lord.
Yeah.
Every tongue confess Jesus is Lord.
Which is kind of an underwhelming close.
Yeah.
It fits, but it's not.
But then again, it's the song that plays as you're walking out of church.
Fair.
You let the priest go first, because I guess he has somewhere to be.
Yeah.
He's got to go shake hands.
He's got to make sure no one dipped out after communion.
Yeah, exactly. And then you all walk out and be like, "All right, are we going to the grocery store? Are we getting something to eat after this? Or are we just going home?"
I would argue that. I don't know how your church operates, but churches I would go to, they would save the bangers for the last song, where you'd get all the ends of the earth.
It would depend. I'm trying to think of. There's a specific one I can't remember, but if it comes to me, I'll just start singing it. You're welcome.
I always think of all the ends of the earth, all you creatures of the sea. It's more like a gospel-y type. I also found my favorite hymn on Apple Music recently, and I listened to it three times in a row because it's super emo sounding.
Yeah.
And then I did some research into it, and I found out it was written in the 80s, and I'm kind of disappointed.
So it's 80s music.
Yeah, but I was really upset.
You're bopping 80s music this whole time.
But I was pissed because I'm like, this is a hymn. These songs should have been written in the year 1100.
The 1800s.
Yeah. I'm like, but... You know, But it's
the
it's,
actual 80s, like AD. Like.
Yeah, you know, 33 when yeah. when Jesus died. Yeah. This is when all these songs got written.
Mary wrote that when she was sad.
But yeah, Jesus is Lord. This is something I kind of want to discuss as the album closes. Yeah. What do you think of the titles for all the tracks? I kind of hate them.
Yeah, I
just because it's confusing.
Yeah, and I think it's redundant a few times. Follow God, on God, God is. That's how I got confused with yeah. which song Luke liked. Like,
yeah, and I think closing with a song called Jesus is Lord is fine, but also why wouldn't you just call it Jesus
yeah,
is King?
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's
sounds like you're teasing us for a sequel. Like,
which he said, you know, yeah. what is it? Jesus is Risen is coming, I think,
or it might have been Jesus is Born because it's coming yeah. on Christmas.
Well, I think it'll be cool if he does, like, reorchestrations of his
yeah,
old stuff.
Yeah, I think that
I'm
could work.
Also game for a Kanye Christmas
album. Yes, and I agree with that. But and that's something Luke said as well. He was like, we need the Kanye Christmas music. If not, we'll just have to keep bumping Christmas in Harlem until then. But, yeah, so that's a few loose notes that I have here.
Yes.
I don't think, despite everything that he said about the future direction, I don't think that this is
no. I think this
what
is
the future holds for
this
him.
Is a phase.
I think, yeah, I agree. I completely agree that this is a phase, and it's also between the shelving of Yandy and other things that he said, it just makes me think about how much unreleased music Kanye has on his shelf.
Yeah,
like I remember during one of his Twitter storms, he talked about how he has 40 unreleased songs with Kendrick Lamar. And even if that's an exaggeration, like, that's still crazy at the very yeah. least. Yeah. And because I remember he tweeted that during the tweet storm where he was talking about how much debt he was in. And I was just like, well, then just put those on Spotify. You'll
put them on.
It'll cost you nothing.
People will buy
like,
them.
Yeah. Like you can fix your shit right there. Yeah. Like between that, between TurboGrafx, between the shit that got scratched off when Pablo was still Waves, yeah. Yandy, like...
He said, I remember at one point he was like, oh, I'm going to release a collaboration album with Chance. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that'd be great. Yeah. And then, you know, never came.
They're still talking about
yeah.
that.
And, like, I'm sure that'll be great.
Yeah. And I'm glad you mentioned Chance, because I thought about him a lot during this album because of the album that he put out this year.
Right.
Which, I don't know how you feel about that.
It's fine. It's not...
I disagree. I think it's bad. So, but
well,
I said...
Fine is kind of like... Like a meh criticism, like, yeah.
My thing with that is, unlike Chance, Kanye at least had the decency to make his long-awaited but underwhelming 2019 release short.
That's
like Chance's totally album true. Is like an hour longer than this Kanye album.
I'm trying to find. I don't think that I put it in, but it's very possible. I've been keeping a running list of
the albums you listen to?
Not the albums I listen to, but my okay. albums of the year for okay. 2019. And
it's
like,
not an album of the year.
It's definitely not, but I've tiered my list a lot yeah. where like I put, there's like nine albums at the front that I'm like, okay. these are going to be in the top 10. Okay. These are the ones. And then like everything, it's color code. It's very,
yeah, let me take a
very
gander.
Well thought out, but okay. I'm trying to remember. I might have put Chance in the red. Okay. Yeah, I put The Big Day in the
yeah,
red,
there
but
it is.
It's
right
legit
at the bottom.
At the bottom,
the genuine
so like,
bottom.
Where I'm like
underneath, underneath Lil Pump and Slipknot.
Yeah, where I was like, I enjoyed this for what it is, but it probably won't be something that I end up writing about as yeah. the year ends.
Yeah.
You know, which kind of breaks my heart a little bit because right. I'm like,
yeah, because and that's the other thing about the Chance album. He pushed that shit so hard.
Oh yeah,
he promoted the hell out of that. He was like, "This is gonna be my good
my
this,
debut
this shit,
album.
It's gonna be
and
so fucking good. Yeah. It's the big day. It's just gonna be the best, and it's gonna be so great." And then it wasn't.
Yeah,
and he and I genuinely think if he had said nothing and surprise released it, I think it would sound better.
Yeah,
we wouldn't have been
there's
told.
There's no anticipation.
Exactly, we yeah. wouldn't have been told it's gonna be so good.
I like the Death Cab for Cutie song on it.
Yeah, that's fair. And that's the thing. It's very, like, feature-reliant.
Yeah.
Like, Meg Thee Stallion has a good verse on it. DaBaby has a good verse on it. Shawn Mendes is there.
Yeah.
That's the most I can say.
I also didn't like that there were a bunch of skits. I think that skits are kind of antiquated.
It's very interesting because the Chance album and the YBN Cordae album came out on the same day.
Both of them
have skits on them. And I remember saying to a friend like 4 days earlier, like, hey, remember when rap albums had like skits on them? That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
If those made a comeback. And then those two dropped on the same day. I was like, all right, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough of that.
It's interesting, but it's not. For me, it always just breaks up the album
in
like usually a way that I'm not down for. Sometimes people will do.
I think they work on Cordae's album. I've got a bunch of good things to say about YBN Cordae's album from this year.
I'll have to give that a more proper lesson.
Called The Lost Boy. Very good. I liked it a lot.
So. Do you have any other loose notes?
The last thing in my notes says Korean tacos with shrimp, Irish nachos, but that was what my mom wanted me to get her for lunch yesterday.
Okay, fair.
Nothing to do with Kanye. Yeah, I did. It was just I was writing the notes as she was calling me to ask me to order that for her, and I was like, well, I don't want to forget it, and I'm actively writing something, so.
Totally fair.
Yeah, shout out Wandering Dave's and Brewster.
So I think I learned that this... earlier this year when the album came out was you're kind of lukewarm on Taylor Swift before Lover.
Yeah.
But you said you liked Lover.
I enjoyed Lover.
Between Lover and Jesus is King, are you team Kanye or team Taylor now?
This is a question I was hoping that you weren't going to ask me, but
I'm a journalist.
But in my heart of hearts knew you were going to ask me and should have been more prepared for. If I'm choosing a team, I think I'm still team Kanye.
That's fine. You know.
If I'm choosing who had a better year, I think I have to say Taylor.
And
because I remember I've got a friend. My friend Megan is such a diehard Taylor fan, and I remember back when this album was supposed to be Yandy. I remember saying, I can't wait for Yandy and Lover to be up at the Grammys against each other. That's going to be so fun to see.
And Jesus
and King I think Jesus is King might be nominated for some stuff, but not in the same category. No, I don't think
he's going to get an album of the year nom.
No, definitely not. Yeah, and that's what I think the Yandy Lover competition would have been.
Yeah.
But I'll be flabbergasted if this isn't nominated for some gospel awards at the Grammys.
Yeah.
It's gotta. Like,
I do wonder how the Grammys is going to classify, because sometimes the Grammys does weird shit.
Yeah. I'm trying to see what its Apple Music like official classification is here.
I always think of
it's under hip hop rap.
Yeah.
Okay.
That might also just be because Kanye.
Yeah, because you know, him as an artist, they have him as hip hop rap.
But yeah, but even like with the Grammys, I remember when Jason Isbell won for Best Americana album, and that fits, but I'm also like, that is a country album.
Yeah. And also, this year, Lil Nas X destroyed genre, so it doesn't matter anymore.
Nothing matters or exists.
Genre, like the horses, are in the back.
What?
In Old Town Rose, he says, I got the horses in the back. And that's where genre is now. It's in the back.
Yeah, genre is a weird construction.
Yeah.
But I would still consider this a rap album overall.
Really? Yeah. I don't know if I agree with that.
Just because Kanye has always incorporated gospel somehow.
Yeah, to an extent, but this one's such a turn, I think.
Yeah.
Would you consider it Christian rap?
That's interesting.
Because when he was on Kimmel, Jimmy Kimmel asked him, do you consider yourself a Christian musician now? And Kanye just said, I'm a Christian everything.
That's very... So, do you know what the Creation Festival is?
It sounds like a Christian music festival.
That's exactly what it is. It's the biggest Christian music festival, I think, in the world.
Oh.
And they get Christian artists that, like... I read an essay about this recently, and they talked about how... If you like a band, there's some sort of Christian rock equivalent to it.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound good. But like, they also talked about how bands like Switchfoot would play because they're technically like a Christian rock band.
Okay, yeah.
But So I wonder, would Kanye play the Creation Festival?
I think if they asked him to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he would.
I think
he would consider it an honor.
Yeah.
Because another thing he said in both the Zane Lowe and the Kimmel interviews, Kimmel interviews like 5 minutes long, tops, but in the Zane Lowe interview, he said, like, now I'm going to keep making music because that's my job, but now my mission is just Christ.
Right. But so I wonder if the Creation Festival would ask him, which I think that would be my standard for it. Because Vice did a documentary about them, and they had, I think the band's called Judah and the Lion.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah, and they were like, yeah, we're a Christian band. They denied that they were a Christian band. Okay. They're like, we are Christian, but that doesn't really define our music.
Right.
But they were also headlining a Christian music festival. Yeah. So I don't know. But also, I've been saying for years that Brand New is a Christian rock band because of the devil and God are raging inside of me. And now they're canceled. Yeah, so, you know.
Which is your fault.
Yeah, it is. It's all my fault. I got drunk at a Brand New show and...
you canceled them by calling them Christian.
Exactly. I mean, it fits for the problems the church has and the problems Jesse Lacey had. Yeah. So, do you have any other loose thoughts?
I think I said what I said.
Cool. Frankie.
I'm trying to see. Note-wise, it was just the tacos.
Yeah, cool. Frankie, thank you again for doing this very special episode.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for having me as the first repeat guest. It's an honor.
If Jesus Is Risen does drop on Christmas.
Yeah, I'll be here instead of celebrating with my family.
The Kanye correspondent.
Yep.
But yeah. Thank you again. Guys, get tickets to James and the Giant Comedy Show. Frankie, do you have any shows coming up that you want to promote?
I will be at the Up Lounge in Nyack, New York on November 14th.
Sean Barry's producing that, right?
Close personal friend Sean Barry is producing that show. It starts at 9 p.m. o'clock.
And it's a great lineup. Caitlin's
on that. Marcus is on that. Someone else, I think
Jimmy McDonald's on it.
I think Dave. Jimmy is, and I think Alex Kolar is on it as well.
Okay, yeah, killer lineup.
Yeah,
but yeah, Frankie, thank you again. Get tickets to James and the Giant Comedy Show, and I'll jam out with you next time.
Bye bye.
All the ends of the earth, all you creatures of the sea. Faithful to his promises of old.